Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Patty Rising in the San Francisco studios, along with Jeff Bell in his home studio in Marin.
Patty, health officials are confirming the first death due to COVID-19 in Napa County. Health officials say that the adult who was being treated in a hospital passed away today. Officials are not releasing any additional information about the patient, citing confidentiality laws. Statewide, health officials report that 6,900 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. Here in the Bay Area, Santa Clara County has been hardest hit, more than 800 cases and 28 fatalities there.
Governor Gavin Newsom has introduced a new way for us to help California's elderly population during this crisis. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has that.
It is incumbent upon us to check in on the greatest generation.
Governor Newsom has asked us to each call five people who fall into that age group.
To check in not just for wellness checks related to food and medicine, but the deep anxiety people are feeling being isolated at home, and the loneliness people are feeling at home, not connected to the outside world, anxious about their life and their loved one's life.
Now he's activated a statewide hotline to make it easier for Californians of all ages to connect with resources to help our elderly and really anyone that might need it right now.
We partnered with our 211 system. Our 211 system is an incredible system in the state of California that connects people to real services in real time. So if a loved one or a neighbor or a stranger is in need and they need something more than just nice words and just a check-in, but need specific services, we partner now with 211 to provide those services at the local level.
That phone number, 833-544-2374. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Health officials in six Bay Area counties have extended shelter-in-place orders. The orders were set to expire on April 7th, but now run through May 3rd. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says Santa Clara County officials are also announcing stricter guidelines for businesses.
The stay-at-home order for Santa Clara County has been extended to May 3rd, with social distancing now being called mandatory. Why? Dr. Sarah Cody, public health officer for the county.
Since my previous order took effect on March 7th, just a bit over 2 weeks ago, and I know in COVID time it feels like about a year ago, we've seen our county's case count increase from 138 to 890.
Businesses are also being required to post guidelines for social distancing. As far as enforcement, District Attorney Jeff Rosen says most businesses are already complying, but there are two paths they'll take if they don't.
One is to pull the business owner's license and to proceed administratively. That can be done very quickly and very efficiently. The second is to charge that business owner with a misdemeanor for violating the public health order.
All construction now being prohibited as well, except for a few exceptions. In Santa Clara County, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Well, San Francisco was among the Bay Area counties extending their shelter-in-place orders through early May. As a matter of fact, San Francisco was the first city in the U.S. to issue such an order due to the coronavirus. But it wasn't an easy decision for Mayor London Breed to make.
In looking at the data and looking at what we knew was coming and looking at what was happening in other parts of the world, it had to be done. I mean, when we made the decision to issue the emergency declaration, we didn't have one case in San Francisco yet, and people were wondering, why am I doing this?
Breed tells KCBS the new order from the county health departments has more strict language regarding 6 feet social distancing barriers and closes many parks and common public gathering areas. You can hear the entire interview with Mayor Breed this evening, coming up at 6:30. It now appears schools statewide will remain closed for the school year. San Francisco Chronicle reporting school superintendent Tony Thurman has sent a letter to county officials saying due to safety concerns over social distancing, it appears unlikely schools will reopen anytime soon. The Chronicle says the letter was sent to give guidance to local officials, and the school year has not officially been called off at this point.
Patty, as the coronavirus pandemic continues to unfold, we are doing our best to pass along some very heartwarming stories. This is certainly one of them. Despite having to lay off several employees, a Novato restaurant is donating hundreds of hot meals each week to seniors in that community. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaap reports, volunteers have been distributing them door-to-door.
During the firestorms, Ghirardelli's Trattoria donated meals to first responders. Now, amid the worsening coronavirus pandemic, Executive Chef Todd Davies said it was imperative they help again.
We sat down, a group of us, and said, what can we do for the community? Somebody was already feeding doctors and nurses at hospitals, and we said, what group is most at need here? And we decided that we were going to find a group of senior citizens.
On Monday, volunteers delivered 200 hot entrees to residents of the Los Robles Mobile Home Park in Novato. More meal deliveries are planned. All of this despite the fact that Ghirardelli's and two sister restaurants were forced to lay off many workers.
We just feel it's important to, though we've been hit hard, it's very important to give back.
In the North Bay, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Working in a grocery store would not typically be considered hazardous. But as KCBS's Marky Schaefer reports, that one expert says there could be an evolution in case law if more people get sick on the job.
There are two provisions that protect workers, a work refusal law under OSHA and rules for working under abnormally dangerous conditions under the NLRA. Professor of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois, Michael Leroy, says the case law is not good for employees.
They don't lose all of these cases, but I found that they lost most of these cases. And courts essentially said if you are in an already dangerous occupation like coal mining, that kind of goes with the territory.
He studied cases of utility workers being put in dangerous situations after 9/11. Leroy says there could be an evolution of case law as being a grocery worker is now considered dangerous. But
another way courts could look at this is to say everybody in our society is significantly exposed to this dangerous risk.
The many workers who have been furloughed without 60-day notice are probably out of luck because of the unforeseen business circumstance exception. Workers are eligible for unemployment, and those who get ill on the job will have worker compensation claims. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.